Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Halima.
Hi, Ione.
And hello to the listeners. Welcome to the Polyester Podcast. I'm Ione, and I'm the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester online, in print, and everywhere else.
And I'm Halima, I'm the community editor, podcast researcher, and podcast co-host of the Polyester Podcast.
We publish. Halima is practicing her intro for anyone listening.
Yeah.
We publish weekly episodes with The Obsessions every so often and The Sleepover Club 3 times a month.
Today's episode is The Obsessions Podcast, where we speak to somebody we admire about something they're obsessed with that isn't related to how they generate their income.
Woo! She did it. She's a superstar. And after this week, we're going to be taking a Christmas break. But we will be back with a sleepover club speaking about all of the topics you will listen to at sleepover. And I've completely fluffed that because I was so focused on you, Halima.
Love you.
Let's get into it. But before we do, do you know what the best Christmas present anyone could give me is?
What?
Reviewing this podcast with 5 stars. So if you would like to make my year, then please leave us a review. Tell us what you think of Halima. Even if you hate Halima. No, I'm
Don't
joking.
Hate me. Oh my God.
Oof. And also, please remember to follow the podcast on whichever app of your choice. What are we doing today, Halima?
We are speaking with
Amelia de Moldenberg. We are speaking to Amelia today, better known as Amelia Dims of Chicken Shop Date. The presenter and comedian is also our cover star for this month, well, one of our cover stars. Halima, would you like to tell our lovely listeners a bit about our Christmas project?
Yeah, so we did a Christmas project with Valentino about their party collection. Mm. And we have 2 cover stars. We have Poppy O'Toole and Amelia. And they're kind of our, you know, our Christmas fixins. They're our cover stars and we have some amazing covers with them. It's very like, what's it called? Like, what's that? Studio 67. What the fuck is it called? I don't know.
54.
Studio 54, Christmas dinner, party vibes. It's pretty crazy. Amazing hair, big colours, big vibes, great vibes.
Oh, yeah. So this is actually recorded before we did the shoot with Amelia. This is our first interaction with Amelia. A gorgeous one. This also has Olivia interviewing Amelia with me because it is before Olivia stepped back from hosting. But today, Amelia's obsession is the England football team. Is it English or England? I don't know anything about football, which you will discover in this interview. Let's get started. Hi, Amelia.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah. So would you like to introduce us to your obsession?
Okay, so my obsession, I was going to go for chicken nuggets, but then I realised I probably couldn't speak at length about a chicken nugget. So I've gone with a close second, which is the England football team.
What links the 2 obsessions in your mind?
I mean, there's actually not much that links them. I feel like footballers probably aren't even allowed chicken nuggets. But yeah, so that's my obsession for now is the England football team. When I was thinking actually about obsessions, I feel like I actually don't get obsessed with many things that often, apart from boys, but I think that's so vague and broad. And you know what, the England football team are a group of boys, so maybe that does, it does link. But yeah, I'm properly obsessed with them at the moment, and all aspects of their lives and the team and football and everything about it.
So tell us about the moment that you realised you're obsessed and what kind of brought on this obsession with the England football team.
So I think the obsession came during the Euros this year over summer. I've always been interested in football, but not to the extent that I am now. So now I'm like regularly watching Premier League matches, which I've never done before, and I will bring up football in conversation, which is obviously, which I've also never done before. But yeah, I think that it came through watching the Euros, and I think always group tournaments like the World Cup and the Euros is when my like interest in football has peaked. Like with most people who were kind of like not really into football, I would say. And so yeah, the Euros for me was when that really started, and then also finding the England football team's YouTube channel.
Hey!
Which has really taken up a lot of my time.
What do they put on YouTube?
So they basically film the training sessions, and it is honestly elite content. Like apart from Chicken Shop Day, I think it's the best thing on YouTube, and I would highly recommend it. They're like, they don't have any commentary or anything, they just literally film the training sessions, and you get to see how like a training day works for them. Obviously they're only showing the parts that they want to see, so like them scoring goals and stuff like that, but you see also like their mobility work, like they do yoga, which I didn't know about. You see them on the coaches, you just see basically a fly on the wall of how their training works. And I think also because England did so well in the Euros and they are a really great team at the moment, they're like doing really well, I think it's also, that's why it's more exciting to follow what they're doing. But for me, the obsession, I think it's because I feel like they, the England team is now starting to become a lot more than football, like what it represents. And it's quite, I don't know, it's probably romanticizing what they are, but I feel like during the Euros it became quite emotional, like the what the England team represented, and especially like getting to the final. And I was lucky enough to go to the final as well and be at Wembley, and then just the highs and the lows. And I think it is, like I said before, sporting competitions, especially football and also the Olympics, I think is really when I find like there's no other feeling like it in terms of communal, like a communal feeling of everyone thinking the same thing or supporting a group. And it's interesting because I think that with British culture, you often feel very you don't feel inclined to be patriotic, or it's quite difficult to feel that way, or it's not really the done thing. But for some reason with football, that's like the outlet that you can be patriotic about your country in a way that makes sense and feels right. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or not, but for our country, I think that's the one way that it's sort of appropriate.
I think it makes it easier as well, because most football players are like working class lads.
Yes.
And so it's like, it's the underdog that you actually want to get behind if we're going to talk about like British culture.
Yeah, and especially this England team, like there's some incredible like figureheads like Marcus Rashford and everything that he's been doing during the pandemic to like end child food poverty. Like that story in itself is like incredible. Raheem Sterling and everything he's doing to fight racism. There's a lot going on with football.
There's a lot going on. Do you have like a Premier League team that you follow?
Well, my family support Manchester United, but now I'm getting into football. I just like the idea of supporting everyone. I feel like that's so annoying, but then you're just not upset. You're just not, if you're bound to one team, I just think it's such an emotional roller coaster. Whereas if I support everyone, you know, someone's winning at some point. So I think that's, and I like investing in the players. And again, I don't know, because I didn't grow up having a team, I don't think I'm not bound to someone like that. And I don't know, it's quite liberating not having to stick to one team. I also understand that when you do have a team, like, that kind of love for them and that passion is so much more like deep rooted and like vibrant. But I'm liking floating around between all of them.
No, I think it's from my perspective.
This is where Olivia makes a case for you to support Liverpool.
Yeah, I did.
Like, constantly on recruitment. Yeah. So I think it's interesting because I think there's always a narrative around football of like how young you were when you got into them and how, you know, there's so much content online trying to like dispel the myths of how to be a football fan, because people are always like, oh, I've been going to the match since I was 7 and my dad's got a season mm-hmm. ticket and I've got, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I actually did grow up around football and I've inherited it from my dad. But then I just think, well, if my dad didn't like the football, then I could have got into it at any stage in mm-hmm. my life, maybe never. But, and I know people like one of the girls I go to the match with, she got into the footy because she fancied one of the players and then was like, yeah.
I can relate.
Yeah. I kind of, basically I'm like, you're at the moment, one day you might be like, and I just really liked Brentford. And now I'm, and yeah. in 10 years time, you're like this Brentford, you know what I mean? And it's like.
Super fan.
Yeah. It's okay not to be so, not to have everything so handed down to you, because I know that I'm that kind of really intense, tetchy football fan sometimes. And then I think, but it's just because my dad was a Red, and probably just because his dad was, and maybe mm-hmm. like where that kind of tribalism comes from.
Yeah, definitely. I think like your, like everyone's relationship with their dad, a lot of people is through football. And I think that that is really interesting as well, that like, especially with my dad as well, we talk now loads about football, and it's interesting that's like a gateway into like your friendship with your dad, yeah. Or one's dad. And just if you go to I've been to a few football games, and also I've been watching a lot of the Amazon series where they do like fly on the wall on different clubs. They did one at Spurs and now they're filming at Arsenal, and they did one at Leeds as well. The Leeds United one was really good. And it's just mad to see so many men being so emotional and vulnerable in a way that I honestly have never seen before, other than like standing at a football game. Like, they're crying, like yeah. crying tears. And it is, I don't know, I just find it interesting that football can do that to people. And I don't know, I find it really intriguing, really. I think there's so many layers and so many things going on, like culturally, like there's so many things to discuss within football. And now that I've kind of got my teeth into it and now I'm interested in it, I don't know, it's just like unlocked this whole other world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of how I felt like when I started Chicken Shop Date, when I was like 16 getting into rap music. And I don't know, I felt the same excitement of like, oh my God, there's so much for me to like learn and like figure out and find out. And that's how I feel at the moment with football. So yeah. I'm super excited about it, but let's see how long it lasts.
That's great as well. I think it's, I was at the match on Saturday, and at the end, the fella next to me was really annoyed because we got a draw and we wanted to win and it was yes. home and all that. And he was like, I don't like the way the players are stood on the pitch at the end, taught like the Brazilian players, like two from each team. They're just talking to each other. And I know that I can be a bit impressionable in terms of like, my whole entire life, but you know, I will be like, oh no, that was or wasn't a foul or whatever, but I just kind of was like, yeah, maybe that is annoying, like, but in the end I just had to say to the fella, like, maybe you just need a break, maybe you just need to like stop coming to match for a couple of weeks, or like just,
yeah,
because he was just devastated and he was so annoyed and just so angry. And I was like, it's all right if you just take a bit of time mm-hmm. out. But then at the same time, I know that I'm also that footy fan where of like, if I'm in a bad mood and Liverpool do bad, it is yeah. the end of the world. Like,
I know. It's interesting to know like where else that energy could be put. Like,
yeah, it's unimaginable.
Yeah, so many people, especially men, like football fans, that really just do take it to heart. I do think like this energy is really interesting. Like, this energy is so palpable. Like, I think with women, we put that in different places and it's kind of maybe more evenly spread. But with football fans, I think it can really be quite overwhelming at times, like be all and end all. But it is mad that sport can do that to to someone. But then again, yeah, I've also got into playing football as well now that I'm watching it, and that's been great too. And yeah, just like even just exercising more than I ever have. So yeah, it's all kind of going in together. It is, yeah, it is. It's huge, football. I can see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Before, I think I was just close to it. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's actually everywhere on the buses. Like everything's going on. It's just absolutely everywhere.
I personally would like to hear you rank the England team from like your most obsessed to least obsessed by maybe like top five players.
Yeah. Okay. So I interviewed, okay. Right, so am I going from
this one? This is great, isn't it?
What am I going from now?
Go from most obsessed to least obsessed.
Okay, so most obsessed, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm most obsessed with a player called Declan Rice, who plays for West Ham. I interviewed him and I just couldn't stop thinking about him since we interviewed him. He's just so incredible. He's like so funny. So brilliant. He's such a great player. He's like I think he's the captain of West Ham and he's like 22 or something. He's just so funny. In the YouTube videos I was telling you about, he's literally the star of the show every time. He's fantastic and he did such a good job in the Euros. I can't actually talk about him too much because it is really obsessed. Then my second obsessed, actually maybe I should have done this for him first. Okay, so it's a joint first, I would say.
this is great sportsmanship, I think. Like.
This is a joint first. Like, you know those long jumpers that got double gold in the Olympics? That's them. Jesse Lingard. Because, again, I've met him numerous times and we just get on like a house on fire. I think he's such a nice person. And the other thing about football, which I'm realising, is we're also with everything, is like the story, the narrative, which I think is what people love about it, is, you know, you're the highs and the lows. A team and a player can be doing well one week and then not the next. And it's like a journey, a roller coaster. And with Jesse Lingard, I think he's a player that encapsulates that loads, because he had a really tough season where he wasn't getting put on the first team at United. He then he went to West Ham and did so well. And then he didn't get put on the England team for the Euros. And then now he's scoring goals with Ronaldo. And like, it's just a whirlwind of highs and lows. And so I'm really behind him with the like, just the journey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
of it. And it just feels like an epic movie at times. But yeah, so I love him. Who else do I love? I love Tyrone Mings. He's gorgeous. He's just like a stunning man. And again, just fantastic. I think he used to be like a mortgage broker before he got into being a footballer. I love Calvin Phillips, who plays for Leeds, because he's really cute. Who do I like? Do I have to say who I like the least?
Well, no, just the least out of your top five. So it's not really the least, do you know what I mean?
Okay. I feel like I've said four. And I also love Raheem Sterling as well. I got to meet him recently. He invited me to his fashion show.
Why are you meeting them all? What the hell is this all about?
No, honestly.
Like, yeah, like, just best mates with them all.
Yeah.
I think also because I met a few of them and then that kind of triggered the obsession.
Right.
Like, it would just all became very overwhelming. Like me getting into football, then meeting the players and interviewing them, then just becoming a pro footballer myself. And just everything is just yeah. But yeah, I don't know. They're all great. I just feel so connected to them. I feel like I honestly am friends with them, even though I'm not.
It does do that too, yeah.
It is. And the YouTube channel as well. And like they're like vloggers now. You feel like they're just your best friends. But they're all great. This team, this England team, I think they've all got amazing personalities. And I was listening to a podcast with Gareth Southgate, the manager. It was called High Performance Podcast. And it was really, really interesting talking about how he shapes the team and like just an insight into him as a manager. And he was saying that a lot of the team is crafted obviously by your ability as a player, but then also you stick around because of your character and your personality and the way that you fit into a team. And I think that with football, there's so many things you can learn for your own team, whatever that is, in whatever field. And that's something like as I'm building my own team as well, I'm actually looking to the England team and how they work, because they're obviously it's working very well for them at the moment. And I think there's a lot of lessons you could learn from leaders within sport on how to like create a good team for yourself as well.
Just on the leadership element, what do you make of like how management in terms of football is spoken about compared to like general management in all other like elements of development?
I guess it's like so high pressure, like with a manager in football, all the eyes are on you, especially when you're not doing very well. And the idea that you can be sacked at any time is obviously very nerve-wracking. And I think, yeah, it also can get very volatile, can't it, with people hating on managers and asking them to leave, and the club politics again, what we spoke about, because the supporters, they care so much about the club, it means everything to them, and so they also feel like, and rightly so, that they should have a say in how the club operates. So yeah, I guess with football managers, they're probably the most high profile managers, aren't they, of any in any field. Because you don't really know what goes on behind closed doors with a lot of companies until, again, things are leaked or things go wrong. But with football, I think the managers are also constantly having to be interviewed. They're constantly having to be checked in on. Again, yeah, I would not want that job, but I don't know how you do it. And as well, just like Gareth Southgate says the hardest part of his job is having to pick the teams, because you have these people that want it so much, have been training so hard, and then you can only pick whatever it is. It's 11 of them. I was like, how many people are on a team? And so yeah, I think it's a really tough job. But yeah, it's very inspirational. It's all very all the things, the passion, the drive.
The drama, so much drama.
It's a drama, but that's why it's still going on, football.
Yeah.
Because it's just relentless. There's always something to talk about. Like, when the transfer window was open, like, I was just like, wait, what? This happens twice a year. People are discussing, like, transfers and, like, gossiping about who's going to be moving where. And then when that's over, there's, like, the season starts and then there's injuries and then there's all this stuff going on. It's just, there's always something, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that I'm getting more, as I get a bit older maybe, or like in my own career, I get more interested in the coach and the management side of things, because I mean, I say this all the time to Ione, so I'm absolutely gassed that we're having this conversation in front of her.
Talking to a wall if you're trying to talk to me.
Ione, you'll never get smart, blah, blah, blah. But I think that football is basically like a very, it's the persona, it's the representation of basically the managers, and what they're saying is they're picking a team to do a job, which is play football, score goals, but they're also managing these essential children.
Yes.
Because we're all essentially kids, I think. And it just highlights that like all managers are managing like personalities and teams mm-hmm. and skill. And mm-hmm. they're also like navigating what to say, what not to say, like in the transfer windows. It's just like, it is just pure gossip, isn't it? It's pure like gossip magazines, that it's because it's all like playing games. And yeah, there's just always something. Yeah, there's always drama.
There's always something. But yeah, and it means so much to so many people, especially in this country. Like football is so like such a part of our culture and like our identity. And I'm really excited for the women's Euros coming up next year. And yeah, because I think that there's like so much that like women's football is getting bigger and bigger. And I think that it should get to a state, we should get it, you know, it should be getting nearer and nearer to the level of men's in terms of like people appreciating it as well and speaking about it. But yeah, I don't know, they're probably like, for me, yeah, they're huge role models, footballers, in our society. So I think that when you get good ones, it means a lot because they have so much power.
Yeah, because we kind of like grew up with scandalous footballers, didn't we? And like Wags, and like it was way more like just like gossip, but like Heat magazine gossip and stuff. And now it's like they are being like good role models, and but people are still trying to pin stuff off them. Like I remember just after the Euros, there's all those TikToks of like the England squad on holiday, and everyone was like, "That's awful." And it's like, why?
Yeah. No, I was living for that. I was living for that content. I was like, "Take me to Mykonos right now." Booking a flight. But yeah, and then I didn't even mention Jack Grealish. Like, I feel like Jack Grealish is now like the poster boy for like the cheeky, like handsome, like footballer that all the girls love. Mason Mount as well. There's so many TikToks about Mason Mount, like girls obsessing over him. And I love that part of it too. Like it just reminds me of like back in the day as well, like being obsessed with footballers for the reasons of like just fancying them rather than like their sporting ability. Because they are hot. They're hot. They're like peak fitness. Mm-hmm. They're just so hot.
They're also like they're just so passionate. They're like, you think you're passionate when you're like go in the match twice in 1 week, I'm absolutely knackered, 10 pints, you know, like big days and all that. And I always think, gosh, being a footy fan's hard work. And then I see the players and I'm like, oh yeah, they're absolutely grafting 1,000 times more than me.
I know, it is. I think that's also why it's really inspirational, because I think most people just think, oh, I could never do that, or I want to do that, but I'm trying and I just can't do it. But it's so impressive. And you think about how many people play football from when they, like, especially boys, like how many of them are playing football from when they can walk, and then how many people actually make it as professionals is like so slim. You have to be so talented and have some kind of mad drive where you're just like, football is my life. I wouldn't want to date a footballer. Even though I'm obsessed with them. I just couldn't deal with not being number one priority.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair enough, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, they always have to, they're always training.
Can't bevy at Christmas.
They can't go to Christmas because they've got Boxing Day matches.
They can't eat chicken nuggets.
They can't eat chicken nuggets. It's got 2 weeks holiday. It's just a nightmare.
Yeah, they are looked after more now in terms of like protected by their teams from like media and you know, when there's like big sign-ins and things. But it's also that with that protection comes like a huge amount of speculation, like, with Jack signing to City, like, did he want to leave? Would he have left Villa for that money? Like, was he, you know what I mean? And it's just like
the drama
in the pub. It just, you know, after the match, you're talking about the match, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes quiet and it's someone saying, well, I think this. And then it's like, yes, 2 hours in, you know, like more pints, more conversation.
I know. I do love it. I'm really loving being obsessed with the England football team right now and football in general. Yeah. So yeah, I'm really happy that I found this new interest. It's been great.
Yeah. I love that you're obsessed with footy, and I love that you're obsessed with it by being not like by coming into it now and just being like, I just love this aspect of it. I've started playing it. Like, it's just so Yeah, I'm literally so happy for you. I'm like,
yeah, I know. I'm
best 30 years of your life,
isn't it? It's just like I found it's like this whole world. It's just I'm buzzing off it. Like yeah. I just could honestly talk about football for years and years and years on end. I wanna meet an agent. I wanna I feel like I wanna be set up with like a football agent. Sorry, this is going a bit off piece now.
I think that's a good plan.
I think as well, sorry, I'm just now like, let's just talk about the 40. What I love about the start of every season, obviously like the players have moved around. You're like, oh, who's this? Let's see what this is about, blah, blah, blah. But I love trying not to see the kits before they play. Obviously with Liverpool, I'm like waiting for them to drop.
But like, so you're just like, surprise.
Yeah, weeks in, like pitch. We're playing Tottenham and they come out with this like green kit trimmed in pink. And I'm just like, yes, the Tottenham, do you know what I mean?
We haven't even spoken about the kits. They see there's just so many elements to it. Yeah. And the fact that every season is a new thing. I also just watched the FIFA 22 advert and I was like on the verge of tears. It's like so
they are blasting that through TikTok as well at the moment. Every time honestly, I open the app, I'm getting an ad for it.
Oh my goodness. And also just as well, like the what and the fact that it's been going on for so long and the fact that you can, there's so many memories that people have and all these different games and where were you at that time? Like that's something that I don't have, but I'm making these memories now. And so I will be like, I remember the 2021 Euros. I was there waving at them, trying to get their attention. But yeah, it's just, yeah, very palpable, the energy within football.
Thank you, Amelia.
That was amazing.
If you want like a bit more of a general interview with Amelia about her work and how she got to the place she is, head to our website now. We will drop the link to the Christmas cover. Also, just look at it for festive inspo, to be honest, because I want the hair. So, Halima, how are you feeling about Christmas?
I'm feeling good. I can't wait to relax with my familia and get my Christmas presents. Because me and Ione are going to get... Wait, we might get the matching and balloon Christmas. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited.
Have you asked for it?
Yeah, I have. So I'm definitely getting it. Like, I'd be fuming if I don't.
I don't know if I'll get it or not.
Oh, fingers crossed.
If I don't get it, you have to get it for me.
Okay. And then we can both wear them.
Oh, yeah. So normally, Halima, you have probably heard this, but not... You haven't partook yet.
Mm-hmm.
In an obsessions episode, we say what our obsession of the week is. What is yours?
Game of Thrones. So I just finished it.
So boring.
I love.
Why are you like 2 years late?
I know, because I don't have interest in those things until after. I don't want to be like a sheep. I want to be like original.
Oh my god! For God's sake, I'm gonna punch you.
What's yours?
Succession.
Oh, of course. Ione's been messaging me every day, like, I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing loads of really good, like, fan cam edits of Tom and Greg on TikTok. I'm really enjoying it.
Ione's been dreaming about Tom, by the way, guys.
Halima has been dreaming about Greg. Oh, kissing.
Yeah, I had a dream I kissed Greg, and he was a bad kisser. I don't know why. It was awful.
It's probably accurate to real life. Did you see on Dumois that apparently, well, it's been denied on Dumois, but people are saying on Dumois that he's a Scientologist.
Is he?
I don't think he would be. Okay. That would be bananas.
Yeah. Isn't that over? Isn't that end in like 2006 or something? Like, I swear it's not something.
Of course it is.
I feel like I don't know what it is. Is it a religion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a cult.
Okay.
So, Halima.
Yes.
This is the end of the year. It's a time to reflect. Apart from your thirst for Greg, what would you like to reflect on this year?
Oh, God, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm very grateful. I've had like a really insane year because I finished uni this year and then I got a really great job. And just I'm very grateful. I don't know. This has been a really great year for me personally. So I guess I'm just very grateful.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. What about you?
Yeah, I think it has been a good year. I feel very stressed right now about Omicron.
Same.
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Neither do I. I called it Omicronishia the other day. I was like, I don't know what it's called.
Some people say Omicron. I don't know. I think that's definitely wrong.
It's so fucking annoying.
But yeah, so I'm feeling a bit stressed, but I'm fine. Fine. But if like us if like us, as if we are reflecting, you are reflecting, or you have any ideas for the type of sleepover clubs you'd want us to do next year, anything, then you should tell us on Instagram, or you should leave us a review to tell us, or anything else. Anything you'd like to add, Halima?
No, other than Ione Gamble, will you marry me?
Of course. As long as you get me the Anne Boleyn necklace instead of a ring. Okay, we will be back in a couple of weeks. If you are bored over Christmas, you should just listen to our back catalogue. There are so many episodes. Oh my God. Lots of episodes. Also lots of content on the Dollhouse. Lots of stuff to get you through. But for now, thank you, Halima.
Thank you, Ione.
And thank you to all of you listeners for another fantastic year. Thank you to Gina, both Ginas, I'm not just saying Gina twice. Olivia, Grace, Eden, Charlotte, Hattie, and Jacob, and Clarissa. We will speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.